Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Myra and Brooke with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the University of Queensland researchers find that women with polycystic ovary syndrome are able to achieve normal birth rates with fertility treatments. PCOS is a hormone disease that affects fertility. As many as 25% of women of childbearing age have it, according to IVF Australia. The research conducted on over 1,000 women under the Australian longitudinal study of women's health shows no difference in births between women with PCOS and women without across various fertility treatment paths. UQ School of Public Health's Professor Jenny Doust says GPs can reassure their PCOS patients that their chances of having children are as good as anyone else with treatment, but adds that age is still a key factor for success.
An Italian backpacker has uploaded a video showing the aftermath seconds after he was bitten by a shark late last week. The 20-year-old backpacker Matteo Mariotti said he began filming as a way to say goodbye since he wasn't sure he would survive the attack. The attack in question happened at 1770 Beach on Friday when the shark clamped down on Mariotti's leg while he was snorkeling. Mariotti's father, Michelle, says he will join his son in Australia for his immediate treatment and they will both return to Italy in due time to continue recovery at home. A GoFundMe fundraiser has been created by Matteo's friends to cover his recovery and medical treatment.
In national news, a hospital brings education to sick children. John Hunter's Hospital, Children's Hospital, is one of 10 hospitals in New South Wales that offer school. The hospital has a small classroom and dedicated teachers who have trauma-informed training. Principal of the school, Amy Kutz, says that there are some children who are too unwell to attend class, so there are two ward teachers who teach children from their bedside. This program has shown to be a welcome distraction to children in hospital, helping families through a difficult time.
A primary school teacher works for 10 years in New South Wales following historical sexual abuse claims. This teacher allegedly groomed and sexually abused a teenage girl in a Canberra Catholic high school during the 1990s. Allegations came to light in July 2013, and a settlement between the alleged victim and the Catholic Education Office of Canberra and Goulburn was reached in 2021. When approached by ABC Investigations, the woman says she was unaware the teacher was still teaching and that she believed the system would stop something like this from happening. The teacher has since been removed from classroom duties pending an investigation by the Australian Federal Police.
In international news, a much-beloved pet kills 2,000 species globally, including at-risk species. The paper published in Nature Communications found that cats eat 981 species of bird, 463 reptiles, and 431 mammals, which is around 90% of the species consumed. It was also found that cats feed on 119 species of insect and 57 amphibians. Domesticated 9,000 years ago, the researchers say that cats are amongst the most problematic predators in the world. Cats have been known to eat species now extinct in the wild, including New Zealand's Stephen Island's rock wren and the New Zealand quail.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.